Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says he has no problem with ethanol, says it's a good fuel, but he has some heartburn over the renewable fuel standard. A year ago, he asked the General Accounting Office to look into ethanol, asking some key questions. He's finally got a couple of the studies back, and he says there's a major problem with the renewable fuel standard in that cellulosic ethanol is a promise that still is not being realized.
Is the technology catching up to what they thought it would even 10 years ago when this started? And they came back and said, no, it's proving that the technology is not there even 10 years later in a level that can actually become affordable for the consumer. So while they can produce ethanol from switchgrass and from algae and other sources in a laboratory, they can't actually make it at a level that's commercialized that anyone can possibly afford. So it's still $10, $12 a gallon even 10 years later. So they know it's feasible, but they can't actually make it at a level that people can actually afford. So it's still corn-based ethanol, which even in the mandate when it was written was supposed to be declining by now in use and shifting to other things. So EPA has got a real problem on their hands. They have a law that's requiring them to push ethanol into our fuel system, but to use less and less corn every single year for ethanol. But there's no other source that's behind it that's actually filling the gap. So the mandate's not working, and we're trying to figure out how to be able to fix a law.
Senator Lankford holding hearings on this subject today on Capitol Hill. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack trying to put a positive spin on the farm income and financial forecast for 2016 released yesterday by USDA. He says the health of the overall farm economy is strong in the face of challenging markets. However, net farm income going down again here in 2016 after we had a huge drop in 2015, following record highs between 2012 and 2014. 2016 going to be down again. Net cash farm income expected to fall by 14.6% in 2016 to $90.1 billion. Net farm income forecast to decline by 17.2% at $66.9 billion here for 2016. Vilsack notes that the debt-to-equity ratio, a key indicator of the farm economy health, continues to be at near all-time lows. He says that is good news. It appears that a possible USDA secretary contender meeting with President-elect Donald Trump yesterday. Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia, meeting with the secretary in New York. According to Max Armstrong, if indeed we do get Sonny Perdue as our Secretary of Agriculture, that means we would have at USDA a Sonny, at Farm Bureau we'd have a Zippy, and both would be from Georgia. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.